You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. This is Allison Klein, and today I'm here with Gerardo Pico from Gproxy. Welcome, Gerardo.
Thank you, Allison.
Gerardo, what do you do at Gproxy?
I'm the business development manager.
So Gproxy, a new company to me. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about what your company does?
Gproxy, we're in a user interface, user experience, creative, and development company. We mainly work with online merchants in the e-commerce industry, but we also do some corporate and business clients. Our specialties, like I said, is user interface and user experience.
So how would an online merchant or a corporation utilize your software in the delivery of their online experience?
How they use it is based on their objectives and the market that they move in. They might use it for a better user experience, better end user experience. They might use it for brand awareness.
Mm-hmm.
They might do it for a more interactive presence with their end client.
Now, I know that you've been working with Intel on optimization of user experience. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it actually was a very good opportunity. Intel came to us and brought this concept of client-aware end user concept that at the moment, nobody was taking into account the device. What's taken into account these days are the environment where they move in. A client, when they go on the web, the browser that they're in, for example, but they never take into account the device. So with Intel, we're developing a score for the overall client device, what we call CLIDES, client device score. What that score tells you is the client battery life, the client connection, the bandwidth, the server that's using the processor, if it's, for example, an Intel Core second generation, if it's before that, and all that comes to an end result. So we actually know what device the end user is using at the moment they enter the web. So for us, it's a very good opportunity for creating multiple user interface, multiple user experiences that ultimately brings, of course, more business to Gproxy, but for the end client, and in our case, the online merchants, permits their clients a better user experience.
So the score actually profiles, if you want to think about it that way, the client from a standpoint of the capability of that platform. How do you use that score in terms of the data that is requested from the server or how you actually graphically manifest data on the screen?
The score gives you an overall score based on the specific time the client enters that website, based on the device they have and all those parameters that we take in account. So we take that in account and the user behavior that, based on our experience in the industry of more than 11 years, we know the user behavior based on different markets. So we take those two elements, put them together, so we create different user interfaces. Those user interfaces, to give you a more graphical example, is you have your Apple computer, and you have 20 windows open, and you have a bandwidth that's not very good. So we automatically detect that and other data, and we will automatically feed you with a low version of that website. So you're going to have a fast upload time. You're not going to be frustrated waiting times and can actually go through with whatever it is that you were going to go and do on that website. On the other hand, if you have a capable device and that device is capable of handling HD video, for example, handling flash, drag and drops, interactive capabilities, we'll automatically detect that. And based on how busy that device is, and will feed you automatically a user interface that's specifically for you and your device. And you're going to have a better user experience. From a corporate side, for example, and getting to know your clients, or from an online merchant, feeding them a better user experience for higher conversion.
And the way that you're doing that is reading specific profile information off of the CPU, I would assume the GPU. Anything else on the system?
The screen resolution, the connectivity, how busy that processor is at the moment the client enters the website, battery life, for example, in laptops.
Although, if I was sitting in an old PC and looking at my friend with a new PC, seeing a richer experience, I think that would be frustrating.
It would be frustrating, but you can always have that experience. First, if you upgrade to that device. Second, all user interface can be set in all devices. It's just a matter of getting to learn your device and configuring it in such a way that you can get that high end in some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's competitive world, so we'll probably have to upgrade at some point and get that.
If we wanted to find out more information about Gproxy, where would we go?
Go to gproxy.com. That gives you a better idea of what we do and how long we've been in the industry.
I heard that you were from an interesting place for the technology industry. Where are you guys headquartered?
Our headquarters is in Miami, but we do have offices in Uruguay, South America. That's where we are from, myself and the other gentleman that's accompanying me today, Bernardo. We're from our Uruguay office. We're production and business development.
What is the tech industry in Uruguay like?
It's very evolving. Uruguay is the leader in South America and Central America of high-end technology.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much for being on the program, Gerardo.
Thank you very much.